Often it feels like we're pulled in one direction after another. Many things need our attention, and we're committed to giving our all. But without neglecting our duty, we must not forget to breathe. We understand intellectually that if we can't breathe, then we can't help anyone else, and that securing our air supply is the best way we can serve others. But in practice, this is not so simple and straightforward. To be sure, when duty demands it, we're willing to take one for the team, and sacrifice our personal interests for the well-being of others and the greater good. We trust God's grace to empower us to accomplish what needs to be done. At the same time, we must take wisdom with us and realize when we're truly depleted and have nothing left to give. Trusting God's grace is a good thing, and with it, we can move mountains. But when we're not careful, pride creeps in and we start assuming life depends on our efforts. We're no longer trusting God to empower us, rather the fear of failure is motivating us. If we stop, our world will crash. While a lot is required of us, we still need our space to breathe, our space to recharge and drink deeply of life. This might be taking a day off, reading a good book, chatting with a friend, or just a moment or two of being still and quiet. Whatever it looks like, ideally, this is a space to take a break from all our different roles and responsibilities and to allow our souls a chance to simply breathe. And in truth, this is a practice of faith, trusting God enough to just pause and breathe. Remember, God is still on His throne. Exercise your faith by creating the space for your soul to breathe.